iTunes and Google Play Store.
KDKA.
AMNHC. KDKA. FMHC2 Pittsburgh. And KDKA.com.
From the Cole Forest Behavioral Health Studios, this is the voice of Pittsburgh. News on KDKA. Now.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. The president hits on familiar themes at the CPAC conference. Here's correspondent Steve Dorsey.
President Trump railed against journalists using unnamed sources.
They shouldn't be allowed to use sources unless they use somebody's name. Let their name be put out there.
President Trump also doubled down on a commitment to deport criminal illegal immigrants.
As we speak today, immigration officers are finding the gang members, the drug dealers, and the criminal aliens and throwing them the hell out of our country.
Hillary Clinton has answered Mr. Trump's speech by telling fellow Democrats to be united and to get involved.
Nearly 66 million votes are fueling grassroots energy and activism. And everywhere, people are marching, protesting, tweeting, speaking out, and working for an America that's hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted.
Clinton's Facebook message comes as the Democratic National Committee meets to elect a new leader. Former Labor Secretary Tom Perez and Minnesota Representative Keith Ellison are considered the frontrunners. A Homeland Security Department intelligence review says there's little terrorist danger from the citizens of any of the seven Muslim-majority countries that were caught in the president's travel ban. A spokeswoman says that assessment is still in progress. This past week, Florida Republican Congressman Dan Webster helped calm an angry crowd by speaking with constituents one by one. That's been the exception for GOP lawmakers who faced hostility over health care and other issues during their own town hall meetings. Here's CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
Caught between a rock and a hard place. That's how University of Denver political science professor Seth Maskett describes the choice facing Republican members of Congress. Attend a likely rowdy town hall meeting or simply avoid it altogether.
You don't want to have a reputation of being out of touch with your constituents.
Whatever they choose to do, boisterous town hall meetings may indicate trouble ahead for the grand old party.
There's a real enthusiasm among Democrats right now. If this keeps up, I think that could have a real impact on how the midterm elections go next year.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Denver.
Iraqi troops continue to fight their way into Mosul, trying to recapture the city from Islamic State insurgents. Sky News reporter Alex Rossi.
It could take the Iraqi army months to clear these streets, but few people doubt they will succeed. Bringing the country together again after the division sown by ISIS's poisonous creed will be far harder to achieve.
There's been a massive data breach at Cloudflare, which manages data for millions of websites, including Fitbit and Uber. So what might the hackers get? We asked cybersecurity expert Adam Levin.
Passwords, cookies, software keys, private chats on dating sites.
Cloudflare says it's grateful for the discovery. So far, no word on who may have taken advantage of the breach. This is CBS News.
Get into a brand new GMC today at Bowser Buick GMC, the number one Buick and GMC dealer in Pittsburgh. GMC, we are professional grade. Right now at Bowser Buick GMC, take home a 2017 GMC Terrain all-wheel drive SLE1 with 4G LTE Wi-Fi for $25,840. Plus, get $500 Bowser bonus cash. At Bowser Buick GMC, you'll get a great price, large GMC inventory, and the best car buying experience around. Visit BowserBuickGMC.com anytime, anywhere. Tax, title, and fees not included. Dealer doc fee of $138 applies. $500 Bowser bonus cash through Bowser Buick GMC. Get to BowserBuickGMC.com for full details. Offer ends February 28th.
Oh, that's the power of
Bowser Buick GMC, Route 51 South on top of the hill, where business is booming.
Oakmont Bakery. Join Marty Griffin at Oakmont Bakery on Fat Tuesday for the Mardi Gras Party. The King Cake is a coffee cake made of rich buttery egg dough available in cinnamon, raspberry, or cream cheese, decorated in grand Mardi Gras style, then placed in a special box. a presentation fit for a king. Punchki, a Polish pastry overstuffed with whole fruit and cream fillings, then coated with glaze or rolled in sugar. Whichever tradition you choose to adopt, once you've tasted Oakmont Bakery Mardi Gras desserts, by sleigh or modern vehicle, you'll cross the river, the bridge, or any highway to get to Oakmont Bakery for these incredible desserts. Expect Oakmont Bakery to be brimming with Mardi Gras pastries throughout Lent. Stop by on Fat Tuesday for the Mardi Gras party and say hello to Marty. Check it out online at oakmontbakery.com. And remember, at Oakmont Bakery, we create delicious memories.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Oh, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-600-4394. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-600-4394. That's 1-800-600-4394.
Now, here's the top-of-the-minute AccuWeather forecast, brought to you by DrFactor.com. Dr. Michael Factor, D.C., your weight loss solution.
Plenty of clouds in our forecast for today. Blustery and cooler as a cold front moves through. Some rain and thunder early on, and a leftover shower in the afternoon as temperatures drop into the 40s. No showers tonight, colder. Watch for slick spots into tomorrow, low 26. Sunshine later tomorrow, 42. 50s by Monday. For AccuWeather, I'm Bill Dagher on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
KDKA welcomes to the Benedum Center Pittsburgh's own Jackie Evancho. On Sunday, March 5th, the former America's Got Talent participant brings her stellar vocal talent back to Pittsburgh for a one-night-only Cohen and Grigsby Trust Presents performance. Tickets at trustarts.org.
Lent begins next Wednesday, and you know what that means. Fish Fridays. So rather than cooking at home, bring the gang to Totten's Diner in Wexford. Totten's has Lenten specials like Mom used to make. Dishes like old-fashioned mac and cheese with stewed tomatoes or cheesy tuna melts and crab cakes. And check out our Titanic fish sandwich. You have to see this one to believe it. Totten's will even deliver to North Hills homes and events. Totten's Diner of Wexford has all your Lenten favorites. And that's no fish story. Visit Totten's today. Home cooking, Pittsburgh style.
Hey, you've reached Sally. I'm on vacation. Again! I just saved on gas. 20 cents per gallon for every $50 I spent on all travel gift cards at Giant Eagle and Get-Go. And through March 8th, you can too. With brands like Southwest Airlines, Carnival Cruise Line, and BedandBreakfast.com, it's like they're paying me to fly, sail, or stay wherever I want. Oh, and if this is Randy who took me on that cruise to Delaware, I've moved. No forwarding address. 20-cent fuel perks on all travel gift cards. That's another Giant Eagle advantage.
The following program has been paid for by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You know, with the weather getting warm and I like to clean, you know, we think I all realized that by listening to me for so many years. I just started thinking about spring cleaning and then I thought, you know what, maybe I just better relax on that a little bit. But when it comes to cleaning and getting things straightened out and making it good to go, I think of John Samick, Oakmont, of course, Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Always a pleasure to have him here in studio. And, you know, one of the things that really we all think about is our home. Biggest investment we'll ever make, but especially when it comes to all of the things that you need to protect your family and the roof that they live under. And that means homeowners insurance and insurance in general. So Assured Risk Advisors, Nick Trapano is here, our special guest. And we begin now by saying hello to Mr. Smanick. John, how are you?
Good morning, Rob.
You know, when you think about your home, it is such a huge investment. So this is one that really makes sense to have him on the program, right?
I think it's a great opportunity to share some concepts about insurance policies that most homeowners don't have realize. You know, I've learned over 35 years of being involved with homes and businesses that have been damaged by fire, water, or storm that most people do not know what's in their insurance policy, and thus they're surprised and oftentimes disappointed when they have an event and call the insurance company to be involved. That's why I thought it would be a great idea to bring an insurance agent like Nick Trapiano, who does an outstanding job with communication and involvement with his clients, along to share some of his thoughts.
Nick, it's great to have you here. So what can you tell us about the homeowner's policy? Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me. And thanks to John for inviting me here. In its basic form, it's a contract between the homeowner, or what we call the insured, and the insurance company. And basically, in exchange for premium, the insurance company is going to make that insured whole again at the time of loss. But what we find, time after time, new clients will come to us because they were upset about a claim that happened, you know, with somebody else. They weren't aware something wasn't covered. So that's where we come to play. We make sure that everything that they know is covered is actually covered in there. What isn't covered, we make them aware of that and give them options to get that insured and make them really understand the policy.
So anything else you think people need to know? Because it is such a broad brush when you think of homeowners insurance. Anything else, Nick?
There's a lot of endorsements out there. And with the changes in the insurance industry, there's a lot of packages now. And you need to be asking those questions. You know, what else can I add that I don't have? Do I have an all-risk policy? And that is really super important to make sure they have an all-risk policy. Make sure they have all-risk on their personal contents. Recently, there was a big transformer that blew out in Pitcairn. If you didn't have the all-risk special personal property, basically everything that was plugged in your house, your TV, your refrigerator, everything, all your electronics, if you don't have that all-risk personal contents, all that stuff would have not been covered, and that could be huge.
I'm going to let you pick up on that, John. We come back after the break, because I know you have, I'm sure, a few things to say about that. Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010. Servicemaster of Greater Pitts, as in PGH.com. We'll be back.
I'm a caregiver because caring for seniors is what I love.
I knew I wasn't safe at home, but I was afraid to move from my house.
Finding a good place to work that offers good care and cares about me is hard.
I needed a senior community where residents and caregivers were happy. That's when I found the Pines at Mount Lebanon.
For me, it is a great place to work.
That makes it a great place to live.
The Pines of Mount Lebanon. A great place to live because it's a great place to work. 866-812-1615 or visit IntegraCare.com, an IntegraCare community.
Hi, I'm Brendan Burchard. Some people call me the world's highest paid motivational trainer, and some people call me crazy because I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my recent New York Times bestseller, The Motivation Manifesto. In the next 24 hours, I want to give away as many complimentary books as possible. Find out how to get your hardcover copy by texting the word book to 321-321. If you want to reach your true potential, personally, professionally, or financially, you need this book. You'll discover how to stop feeling tired and overwhelmed, identify the major enemies keeping you from living your dreams, and learn the secrets to defeating them. I'll teach you my proven strategies to start attaining the levels of drive and personal success you're craving. Financial freedom, emotional freedom, time freedom. Due to high demand, I can only offer one complimentary book per household. Find out how to get your complimentary book while supplies last by texting book to 321-321. That's B-O-O-K to 321-321.
Message and data rates may apply.
Enter a world where adventure is waiting. Disney on Ice presents Dream Big. Make a splash with the fearless explorer Ariel. Watch as Rapunzel jumps into new adventures. See all of Cinderella's dreams come true. And trek through the wintry worlds of Disney's Frozen with Anna, Elsa, and Olaf. Make magical memories with your family when Disney on Ice presents Dream Big skates into your hometown.
Tickets start at $15 on select performances. Restrictions and charges apply. Tickets at market pricing. Playing at PPG Paints Arena now.
The Pittsburgh Speaker Series, presented by Robert Morris University and UPMC, continues its 2016-2017 season at Heinz Hall. Don't miss the chance to be a part of these live, behind-the-scenes evenings with some of today's most influential personalities, including renowned presidential historian John Meacham and former Nightline anchor Ted Koppel. Visit PittsburghSpeakerSeries.org and subscribe today. Sponsored by News Radio 1020, KDKA. Pennsylvania is facing a drug abuse epidemic. A record number of drug-related overdoses and deaths have occurred in western Pennsylvania alone. Pyramid Healthcare, a leading provider of substance abuse treatment for 16 years, can help. They offer detox, inpatient, outpatient, and Suboxone and Vivitrol treatment programs for teens or adults at four area locations. Medicaid, private insurance, or no insurance are accepted. Visit PyramidHealthcarePA.com or call 888-694-9996. 888-694-9996 for help now.
Individual tickets are now on sale for the Pirates' 2017 season. You won't want to miss all the big matchups like the Cardinals, Cubs, and a weekend series against the Yankees. Plus fireworks nights, free shirt Saturdays, live music post-game fan jams with Flo Rida in Chicago, Cervelli bobblehead, and more. The best way to lock in seats to all the big games is with a season ticket membership. Plus, you get exclusive benefits all year long. So go to Pirates.com and get your tickets today.
GoldSport.com. GoldSport. GoldSport.com.
The Stadium Series rolls out the red carpet tonight at Heinz Field at 8. Pens and the Flyers. Matt Murray.
A little bit different now with, you know, some of the best players in the world out there. And it's going to be a really good time, and I'm going to try and enjoy every minute of it.
It is still one that counts.
It's a really important 2 points. And once you get past the spectacle of it all, like you said, I think that's the most important thing, obviously, is just to get the 2 points.
8 p.m. on NBC. Pitt hosts North Carolina today at noon. 93.7 The Fan. Michael Young, no matter what, you just got to keep moving forward.
You can't let something like a loss totally break you. You go through losses, you go through ups, you go through downs, and you just got to keep fighting, and that's always been my mentality my whole life.
Duquesne at St. Bonaventure at 4. Final Robert Morris men's basketball game today at the Sewell Center versus Sacred Heart. Tip-off at 3. Next year, the Colonials begin play in their new complex. Wesley Bryan and Ryan Palmer tied at 9-under at the Honda Classic. Chase Elliott on the pole for tomorrow's Daytona 500 on Fox.
And I think we're in a really good place moving forward on what we're set up to get done for them before they get out.
It's a Pirates split squad today against Tampa Bay at 105. First broadcast tomorrow at 105, 93.7 The Fan against Baltimore. Rob Pratt, News Radio 1020, KDKA Sports.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, our good friend John Samick is here, Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. That phone number is 412-826-1010. Service Master of GreaterPGH.com. All right, Nick Trapano is here, Assured Risk Advisors, and we were talking about homeowners insurance and responsibilities of owner and insurance company. And John, I was going to let you respond maybe to what Nick said, and then we'll move on to our next topic. So go ahead.
Nick, what I wanted to suggest that maybe you offer to the listeners what the requirements of the insurance policy are for the homeowner in the first, hours or right after an event occurs.
Okay, that's a great point, John. One of the biggest things that needs to happen is they need to take action to preserve the property at the time of a claim, whether it's significant water damage, wind damage, fire, whatever it is. They need to preserve the property and protect it against future damage from happening. Alongside of that, you need to make sure you call your agent or your insurance company right away so that we can get the proper people involved. And a lot of times, John, from Service Master, this is where we're calling you and deploying you out to make sure we get our clients taken care of.
Great. And so what we do when we get those calls is we do a little bit of a triage. We're looking to find out exactly what happened. Typically, catastrophic flood damage to a basement is either overstated or understated, and so we really want to get an idea of what's happening so we can provide the correct level of response. Oftentimes we can inform the homeowner, this is what you need to do right now so you can fulfill that requirement of limiting the ongoing damage. So some things that they can take care of before a professional company would get out to render service.
All right, let's talk deductibles. Who wants to talk deductibles? Nick?
Sure. Yeah, so we've seen these change quite a bit. Homeowners deductibles, you know, 10 years ago, everything was $500 deductibles. We were seeing a lot of $250 deductibles, which basically means at the time of a loss, if your payout is going to be $5,000, your deductible is $500. When they're cutting a check for the claim, you're getting $4,500. After, it was March 23rd, 2010, the big hailstorm where everybody's roofs were getting replaced and damaged. After that big incident, we saw insurance companies start to take a hard stand and increase deductibles where their minimums were $1,000. We've seen a lot of companies have a percentage wind and hail deductible, which a lot of people probably don't know. If it's in your policy, you want to make sure if you do have a percentage wind and hail deductible, know what that means. And we can talk about that. But that's, in its simplest form, that's what the deductible is and comes into play. Once that check is cut, you're getting an amount subtracted from your claim payout.
All right, we're going to talk mold in just a moment, but I want to jump in here. By the way, up on Facebook now, Nick's site, my site, John's site, you can see a little video that we did earlier today. Marty did a great job filming it. He was in here today with our sales department, and it's also up on YouTube as well under Your Pratt Pack, PrattePack. I just want to cut to the chase. John, you and I are the same age. When we were a kid, there was people in the neighborhood that you just knew. And one every month was the insurance guy who was showing up and usually had coffee and donuts, and your mom made him something to eat, and he hung out until your dad got home and chit-chat, whatever. Everything has gone to big box, Nick, and you know it. Just about everything, right? Even the insurance industry. And the certain things I think really need to have that face-to-face. I mean, I love technology. As you can see, we were just talking about some of the things that we did with that AT&T phone of mine. But that's what I like about what John has found with you, this relationship where you're actually talking to people. They can come and see you. You can go and see them. I still think when it comes to insurance, it's necessary to be able to do that.
I agree wholeheartedly. Insurance is very complex. The policy, if you pull out your policy today and try and read through all the fine print, you're just going to get lost in it all. So it is important to have a great relationship with your local insurance agent and have that line of communication open at all times. And the same goes for ServiceMaster, and that's why we hold that relationship so closely, because we want to be there when something goes wrong. We've got to be there right away. And we got to have they got to have access to us right away and not stay on hold and just get directly to us.
We've found, and we've been doing this for 36 years, and there have been lots of changes over the years with insurance. I mean, I remember when insurance deductibles were $50 and $100. Now we're seeing them that are $3,500. And the fact that you can have somebody to talk to talk their way through a claim next to a person's health and the health and welfare of their family, their home is their second biggest concern, and it's their nest. And having a relationship with an insurance agent, insurance company, that can talk you through that to be your ally is very critical. So we found that the customers that are happiest, most satisfied after they have a claim are those who have an agent like Nick, who has his commitment to them, making sure they know what's covered, know what they should have covered, and then work them through an event.
Well, let me tell you how much John believes in Nick. I actually have Nick's number. We're going to give that out. And if he didn't believe that he was the go-to guy, you wouldn't be getting this number on the air, believe me. 724-392-4586, 724-392-4586, assured/risk.com. All right, let's move on to a topic that is dreaded. And all I can think of is a lot of hours with Clorox trying to get rid of it. I've been there, done that. Let's talk mold. That's just about every topic that when I mention, someone in the room or listening can relate to. So let's talk mold. Go ahead, Nick.
Sure. Kind of with the current theme, the changes in the insurance industry, mold is another one of those changes. We've seen sublimits get added to policies for mold coverage. It's typically an excluded coverage, so you don't have coverage for it, but a lot of the carriers have been adding it back in on a sublimit basis. So we're seeing anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 worth of coverage for mold. The key, though, to getting that covered is it has to be sudden and accidental, which means it can't be from some water, you know, behind your walls. It's been leaking and leaking for years, you know, and then the mold develops. This has to be sudden and accidental. And so it kind of goes in along with home maintenance and making sure, you know, you don't have leaks, you don't have water coming from anywhere that's going to cause that wear and tear over time and help mold develop and cultivate. So there are sublimits back in the policies. We always make sure to have those endorsed back on the policy. That's another thing you want to look through your homeowner's declaration page and make sure that you are seeing a mold sublimit on there. So, and I'm sure, John, you could probably speak to this a lot. You're dealing with mold on a regular basis.
Yeah, and things have changed. There was a time when mold was just blanketly excluded every time. If there was mold, it was just never covered. There was the classic in every policy of excluding mold and rot, and it was primarily there. At the time, I think, to prevent the insurance policy from becoming a maintenance policy. We have seen many cases when there is mold from a covered loss, and I'm not the adjuster, so I can't make the final decision, but we've seen if there's mold as a result of something, an event that was covered, that typically is taken care of. You know, mold is a naturally occurring substance that's living and growing, unlike asbestos. You know, if you have one mold today, in a few hours you're going to have a bunch more, and in a few days a bunch more. But it needs to be respected. It needs to be controlled. Most importantly, the causes of it need to be eliminated, which is moisture and high humidity. So when we run into mold, we contain it, we discuss it, and let everybody know what the situation is, and then it usually ends up to be a positive outcome, and particularly with the new policies, there is some coverage.
And listen, if you are, you know, wanting to sell your house and you're dealing with that, if you don't get that taken care of, home inspection not going to pass, not going to be able to sell your house. So this is an issue that you do really definitely want to deal with professionals. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk replacement cost policy as well. But Nick, got about a minute before the break, so why don't you just tell folks a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and a little bit about Assured Risk Advisors, then we'll go to break. About a minute.
Sure, thank you. Again, I'm Nick Troppiano with Assured Risk Advisors. I started the agency back in 2010, basically to bring that personal level of service to small business clients and home and auto clients in all over Pittsburgh. I'm married to my wife, Amanda, out in Murraysville. I have two beautiful boys. I have a 5-year-old, Vincent, and a 2-year-old named Joseph. And the rest of my family's all out there as well in Murraysville. So that's where we decided to start our business.
So it's safe to say you won't be going home and laying down today.
No.
All right. Listen, we're going to take a break. That's good stuff, though. All right. 724-392-4586 is the number. 392-4586, assured-risk.com. Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, John Samick, 412-826-1010. We'll be right back.
Every time winter storms hit, that's when KDKA's AccuWeather gives you the advantage.
You could be dealing with a layer of ice.
Every 10 minutes during morning and afternoon drive times and continuous updates throughout the day.
Winter weather advisory in effect for a lot of areas.
Keep you in the know.
New field temperatures already below zero.
We'll stick with you from the first snowflake until the storm is gone. AccuWeather.
I'm meteorologist Elliot Abram.
Exclusively from News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Coal mining isn't just our history, it's our future. Thousands of Pennsylvania families work in coal. Coal creates 1/3 of our electricity and $500 million in taxes right here in Pennsylvania.
It's more than that. It's my life, my house, my health care, and college for my kids. Where I come from, coal isn't just a job. It's who we are.
But those traditions and 1,500 jobs that go with them are at risk. Overregulation and activist agendas threaten to close the largest mining complex in Pennsylvania and wipe out the futures of 1,500 working families.
My name is Brennan. I work at the Bailey Mine. I pay my taxes, raise my family, all always play by the rules. It's time for Harrisburg to do the same before it's too late for me and my family.
Paid for by Secure Energy for America Association.
Is anyone out there listening?
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off?
That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
It's the final weekend of Levin's President's Day sale. Get 0% interest for 36 months, a sales tax discount, free delivery, and an extra $100 off. You'll see unbeatable deals like our 5-piece blended leather living room with padded sofa, love seat, and 3 matching tables, an amazing $882. Our solid cherry Amish panel bed, a remarkable $594. Or our fabulous queen storage bed for the crazy price of just $491. President's Day sale, final weekend at Levin's.
Free delivery with $9.99.
It's the final weekend of Levin's President's Day mattress sale. Get a free box spring and free $100 cell phone gift card with any Serta Perfect Sleeper or Eye Comfort mattress. Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get an extra $300 in free gifts. Save up to $600 on Sealy Hybrids and luxury Stearns & Foster. Plus, get genuine Sealy Queen sets for as low as $198. The President's Day mattress sale is at all Levin Furniture and Levin mattress locations. Don't miss it.
Check that out.
Is Bill doing the Running Man?
Yep. Bill just switched to Cricket Wireless, and he's really feeling this whole free phone thing. He got a free Samsung Galaxy Amp2 when he switched on a plan that's only $30 a month.
Oh, is that the
cha-cha?
Yeah.
Woo!
Shake those hips, Bill!
Cricket Wireless. Something to smile about.
Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires number ported and activation. Eligible service. Minimum $30 per month. First month service charge. Due to tax may apply. Fees and restrictions apply. Coverage not available over a $30 per month plan. Not eligible for auto pay credit or group safe discount.
Join News Radio 1020 KDKA every Friday during Lent for Fish Fry Fridays. Hey, it's Mangino here, and I'll be visiting a local fish fry every Friday in search of Pittsburgh's best fish sandwich. Go to KDKA.com for more info. It's brought to you by Pittsburgh Catholic Newspaper, your community newspaper.
Winter weather got you down? Take action. This winter, get away and save with AAA Travel.
From the Cove Forest Behavioral Health Studios, this is the voice of Pittsburgh. News on KDKA. Now.
CBS News Update. Anonymous sources are a staple of journalism. They stay anonymous because they often fear repercussions for going public. But speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference, the president says he doesn't like the media practice.
They do a tremendous disservice to our country and to our people. A tremendous disservice. They are very dishonest people, and they shouldn't use sources. They should put the name of the person. You will see stories dry up like you've never seen before.
CBS News correspondent Weijia Jiang.
He suggested that the practice of protecting sources, it should be gone. And he, in fact, said, quote, let there be no sources. The president was referring to stories in which reporters do not reveal names of who they speak with in order to protect their sources.
The New York Times and CNN were shut out of a White House briefing yesterday. Both have used unnamed sources recently for stories on possible connections between the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence officials. CBS News Update. I'm Peter King.
The 2017 Country Mega Ticket, driven by Deal Automotive. Get tickets to three big shows for one great price. Dierks Bentley, with Cole Swindell and John Party, Saturday, June 24th. Florida Georgia Line, with Nelly and Chris Lane, Saturday, August 19th. Saturday, September 9th. All live at the Key Bank Pavilion. The 2017 Country Mega Ticket, driven by Deal Automotive. Get tickets to three big shows for one great price. Dierks Bentley with Cole Swindell and John Party. Florida Georgia Line with Nelly and Chris Lane. Luke Bryan with Brett Eldridge. Tickets on sale now at megaticket.com.
It's good news for homeowners. Signs of life in the economy are causing home
values to go up while mortgage rates are still at all-time lows.
If you have unwanted debt, I urge you to refinance now. This is James Hawkins, president of Golden Oak Lending. Low rates and higher home values have helped Golden Oak's cash-out customers save an average of $857 a month. $857.
That's why 50% of Golden Oak's business is from repeat customers.
And when you refinance with us, you could skip 2 months of mortgage payments. That could be another $3,000 in your pocket.
Call now. You pay nothing out of pocket. We don't even ask for your credit card.
We don't need your card because if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is no charge.
Call 913-890-GOLD. 890-4653.
Golden Oak.
NMLS 1385.03, licensed by the Pennsylvania Department of Banking as a mortgage lender.
Now, here's the up-to-the-minute AccuWeather forecast, brought to you by DrBactor.com. Dr. Michael Factor, D.C., your weight loss solution.
Plenty of clouds around today, blustery and cooler with some rain and thunder early on. Leftover shower this afternoon behind a cold front as temperatures will drop into the 40s. Clouds and much colder tonight with snow showers. Watch for slick spots, low 26. After a snow shower early tomorrow, some sun, 42, and partly sunny, 52 Monday. For AccuWeather, I'm Bill Dagger on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The following program has been paid for by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
I don't know, folks. It must be just a sign of getting a little older, but I actually love stuff like this and talking about it because we're all at that stage in our life where, you know, you've worked very hard, you have your home, all of the things that really matter, your family's growing, you want to be able to have that place where people can gather. This is a great show today. We've got John Samick here, ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, our good friend, been with us before, 412-826-1010, ServiceMaster of Greater PGH.com. And he brought Nick Trapiano here today, Assured Risk Advisors, 724-392-4586. We're talking all about insurance and especially when it comes to your home. So guys, let's talk about, say, an insurance policy that has $250,000 policy amount for my house. Do I need a separate policy for my contents? Now, it's all about replacement cost policy. Nick, how's that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the homeowner's policy is designed as almost like a multi-line policy. So you have your coverage for your structure at $250,000. Well, then you also have personal property is automatically built in there for all of your contents. And that's usually a direct percentage, 50 to 70%. Is built in there for contents coverage. Now you need to look at that and say, is that enough for what I have here, or do I need more? You can adjust that, but they automatically give you a pretty decent sized percentage of that total, the house cost, the building cost, towards your personal property. A lot of cases, 50% of that $250,000 will be set aside for contents.
All right, John, your thoughts about replacement cost policy. And I just said this during the break, and I'm going to be honest. One of the reasons why I like the one-on-one relationship, because it's going to get to the point, and I love lawyers, especially when you need them, but you're going to have to get a lawyer to read these things. And everywhere that you live, especially, just to give you another example, I'm dealing with someone that has a house that could be over a mine subsides that they're dealing with now that was built back 30 years ago that they would have never even thought about putting that in a policy. So you really have to mind your P's and Q's and cross your T's and dot your I's. So John, your thoughts about this?
Well, the replacement cost endorsement is an endorsement. It's an addition to the standard policy, but it's the most affordable and the best thing that has come along to insurance in a long time. Although Nick has a couple new twists that he's going to talk about later, but in the past, a homeowner was faced with something called depreciation. And what that meant was that if you had your home was 50 years old, and in Pittsburgh there's plenty of homes that are older than that, the floors had a certain life expectancy. And if you were halfway through that expectancy, the replacement of a floor that might have been $10 a square foot, you're faced with replacing that floor today at $10 a square foot, but because it's used half its life, you only get $5. The homeowner became very stressed and had a lot of problems dealing with how am I going to put my house back together again? How am I going to get these belongings replaced at a current cost? Because, you know, we've had some use with them. And so replacement cost coverage was introduced. How many years ago would you think?
Maybe
10 or 15 years. And so what it gave the homeowner is the opportunity to replace their belongings, replace their content at current pricing, which was a big thing. Now, one of the misunderstandings that comes with replacement cost policy is it's not an option for the homeowner or the property owner on their decision to say, will I have it restored, clean, repaired, or I'll just have it replaced. It's not that type of an option. It's the benefit that provides for the complete replacement at current costs.
Do they do like a not cost per living or but like a percentage that you can add on to it as far as maybe the value of your house goes up or goes down? Do they do anything like that?
That's an important endorsement that we like to add on to all our policies, actually. So we have that replacement cost. We have an extension of that replacement cost that can go up to, you know, a certain percentage, say an additional 25% of that replacement cost, just in case, you know, as you say, let's say there is a total loss and you're rebuilding and it ends up costing more than you had coverage for in there. That extended replacement cost, we like to build in and endorse that onto the policy to make sure that there are no gaps or that there's no under coverage there.
All right. What about somebody's at your house and they get injured because of something that goes wrong that maybe you should have noticed and fixed? How does that work into this policy? Then we're going to talk about some of the new coverages that are out there.
So that's another part of that, being the homeowners being a multi-line policy. Your personal liability is built into that policy. And we've seen, you know, probably 80 to 90% of the policies we see have a $100,000 liability limit. What we're finding is it doesn't cost that much more money to increase that to $300,000 or to $500,000. Might cost them an extra $25 a year, so we are recommending that they take a higher liability limit on policies because it's not really costing
them. All right, we're going to come back and talk about some of these new coverages, and I'm taking a look at them, some of them now, and I would have never even thought, but it's good to know that they're there, especially this one, flood endorsements in western Pennsylvania, spring, warmer weather, a lot of you folks in low-lying areas, a lot of rivers around here, so something to think about. But, John, as we go to break, what would you tell the young couple out there trying to get all their ducks in a row? They're going to go out and meet their insurance. This is their first home. And you know what that's like. That's the biggest thrill of a life. But then it's also, you start thinking 30 years, that's forever, but it goes pretty quick. What are some of the things that they should be prepared to ask or to at least get answers on when they have that sit down? Some of the most important things, just a couple.
Well, I would say that they need to take assessment of the risks, and they need to look at their insurance company and the insurance agent as an ally, first of all, and ask their advice. If they have a sump pump, you know, the sump pump does a great job, but they didn't understand that there's a special policies for that. Sewage basement backups, the area here has an ancient infrastructure, so there's lots and lots of backups. But the homeowner's insurance policy is your best investment for what kind of return you can have. You don't have to die. Like with a life insurance policy, you don't have to be ill in a hospital. Like with a health insurance policy, you don't have to have a wreck in your car. Okay, I mean, you have an event. It's the contract says what's covered, but the value of the return on the dollar is very great. Homeowners policies are a great. It's not an investment, but it's great insurance.
No doubt. All right, listen, we're going to come back. And by the way, if you're out there and we want to share the wealth here, call. If you have a question, give us a call, 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDK.com. You can text me at that number as well, too. Nick Trapano is here, Assured Risk Advisors. His direct number is 724-392-4586. And, of course, your host, John Samick of Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, 412-826-1010, Service Master of Greater PGA.
I've done a lot of big things. I've never done anything like this.
And that story stopped Mike in his tracks, made him rethink his ways. He was asking himself, do I want to be remembered like this?
You have a point.
Mike's a new man today.
That actually makes any sense.
You can see it in his walk.
Weekdays at noon. KDKA.
Acme Homeowners Insurance. How can I help you?
My water heater broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
wagon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my water heater?
Sorry.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-6490. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-6490. That's 1-800-900-6490. 1-800-900-6490.
Step up and into a brand new GMC Sierra at Bowser Buick GMC. Bowser Buick GMC is the number one GMC dealership in Pittsburgh. GMC, we are professional grade. Right now at Bowser Buick GMC, take home the brand new 2017 GMC Sierra 1500. Four-wheel drive double cab SLE for only $324 a month. At Bowser Buick GMC, you'll get a great price, large GMC inventory, and the best car buying experience around. Visit BowserBuickGMC.com anytime, anywhere. 39 months, 10,000 miles per year, tax, title, and fees not included, $2,000 down, dealer doc fee of $138 applies. Get to BowserBuickGMC.com for full details. Offer ends February 28th. Bowser Buick GMC, Route 51 South on top of the hill, where business is booming.
If you want to lower your monthly payments and free up more cash each month, talk to Private Plus Mortgage about a low-rate refi. We help homeowners do this every day, and in many cases, we pay the closing costs. Call 888-220-6200. 888-220-6200. Private Plus Mortgage.
Private Plus Mortgage, a division of National Bank of Commerce, 3 Piedmont Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Actual terms may vary. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 514390. Call toll free for credit costs and terms.
The Stadium Series rolls out the red carpet tonight at Heinz Field at 8. Pens and the Flyers. Matt Murray.
A little bit different now with, you know, some of the best players in the world out there. And it's going to be a really good time, and I'm going to try and enjoy every minute of it.
It is still one that counts.
It's a really important 2 points, and once you get past the spectacle of it all, like you said, I think that's the most important thing, obviously, is just to get the 2 points.
8 p.m. on NBC. Pitt hosts North Carolina today at noon. 93.7 The Fan. Michael Young, no matter what, you just got to keep moving forward.
You can't let something like a loss totally break you. You go through losses, you go through ups, you go through downs, and you just got to keep fighting, and that's always been my mentality my whole life.
Duquesne at St. Bonaventure at 4. Final Robert Morris men's basketball game today at the Sewell Center versus Sacred Heart. Tip off at 3. Next year, the Colonials begin play in their new complex. Wesley Bryan and Ryan Palmer tied at 9-under at the Honda Classic. Chase Elliott on the pole for tomorrow's Daytona 500 on Fox.
I think we're in a really good place moving forward on what we're set up to get done for them before they get out.
It's a Pirates split squad today against Tampa Bay at 105. First broadcast tomorrow at 105, 93.7 The Fan against Baltimore. Rob Pratt, News Radio 1020, KDKA Sports.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and I really want to take time to thank our host, John Samick from Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, for bringing Nick Trapano in here from Insured Risk Advisors. So why don't you tell everybody what you do, and John, then we'll move on and talk about some of these new coverages. Go ahead.
At Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, we are a full service, and that kind of term is kind of overused, but we're a specialty cleaning, property restoration, and repair firm. So we do everything from taking care of a flooded building, taking care of a sewage backflow, to taking care of a smoke damage, to taking care of a fire. This morning we're going to be out boarding up a house that had a fire overnight that needs secured, so that we can keep the valuables inside taken care of. But we're everything from cleaning up from a small spill to a MERS outbreak to complete reconstruction.
I didn't realize you did that with fire. You actually board a house up.
Oh. It's always comes at the worst time when it's either snowing, raining, or whatever. But board up, security of the site, winterization. Those are all important things that need to be done as part of the preserve and protect the property from additional damage. So their agent must have done the right thing to tell them to take care of things right away, even before the adjuster, who won't be out there until, you know, Monday or Tuesday.
Good stuff. All right, listen, 412-826-1010, how to get a hold of him. Now, let's talk about some of these new coverages. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, one I'd like to really point out, one of the companies that we represent is the first insurance company to offer another way to insure against the peril of flood that even the National Flood Policy Form doesn't cover. So this is the first of its kind. We can actually, it's called an inland flood endorsement. We can endorse it right on their homeowner's policy. Limits of $5,000 to $50,000 of coverage with a $500 deductible. Now, flood water, you know, water is a huge peril, but most water that will come into the house would be excluded, you know, in the form of a flood. So a creek, you know, overflows, causes water damage. That's considered a flood, not covered on your standard homeowner's policy. We have a company that is the first to be able to endorse that coverage on there, provide $5,000, $50,000. It's called the Inland Flood Endorsement. So this is huge. So inland flood is basically inland water, streams, rivers, overflow, unusual rapid rain accumulation that causes runoff or snow melt that doesn't drain away or soak into the ground, or when water carries mud and becomes a mud flow. All these things excluded on the homeowner's policy, we can endorse coverage back on. This company is the first of its kind to offer this type of coverage.
I just can't. But who comes up with these ideas? Because honestly, it's great. And this whole flood thing is especially important in this neck of the woods.
It is. We have some problems in and around this area. And again, this is one of those things that I really truly believe a lot of homeowners think that they're going to have coverage for this sort of thing. When they think of a flood, they think of a full blown flood. You know, rising water taking over the house. But there's a lot of things that can happen that are considered flood in the insurance policy.
One of the things that I've learned from doing a home improvement show and hanging out with John and others, water can be the worst. We have this thought about water cleaning, but water can really destroy, can it, John?
Well, we think about what created the Grand Canyon was the Colorado River for years and years and years running through there. And so it is destructive, very powerful destructive, as ice accumulates and expands, very, very powerful, very beneficial. As long as the water's where we want it to be, it's absolutely necessary. When it gets out of its boundaries and causes issues, that's the problem. And this policy that Nick refers to is really incredible because, as he said, most homeowners think that a flood, a stream overflow, water running from the neighbor's pool that just happened to rupture down into their basement is covered, and it's not. This type of a policy would give a lot of relief to a lot of people who are susceptible to the things, even maybe water main breaks, where the water, and that happens, you hear it on the news all the time, water main break, water coming across. If that gets into your basement, that's not covered by your insurance policy.
That's right.
Do you think that they're doing a better job? And I love the business of home building. And whenever you see people putting hammer to nail, that means the economy's going well. You think they've learned a lot through the last, say, 50 years in Western Pennsylvania because of, you know, the surface and what is underneath it? And one thing's a must in Western Pennsylvania, you got to have a basement. So do you think these homes are being built better today, John?
Without a doubt, there are French drain systems that are being installed in the footer. There's better moisture proofing on the outside. Everything up to landscaping, where you're flowing the water away. They don't tie the downspouts into the sanitary system anymore. I mean, that dye testing eliminates a lot of that. So, you know, water, and there was a big mold scare back in the day, and maybe this all came from that, where builders are being sued for faulty workmanship, these EFIS systems and different things. So,
what kind of system is that?
EFIS, that's the stucco type of system that you see on the outside of homes. A lot of problems with moisture penetrating through there. So builders that want to stay in business are making moisture control a priority.
If you get a call from a Dr. Wong, he just texted me, just answer the phone and get him his information because he's enjoying the show today and he's out in that Murraysville area, so obviously he knows you and the family. So you got more in your familia than just you and in this business. So just to keep everyone happy, I understand, being Italian,
yes.
Who else is a big help
yes.
to you in this?
Yeah, I didn't mention before when I started the agency, I started with my brother, Mike Trapiano, and he's been my business partner since day one. Had a lot of support from my family out in the Harrison City area. My mom and dad, you know, we have they've helped us get some nice office space out there. So we have a nice building out in Harrison City. So hopefully people recognize us by that. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure we got them in here.
How did you get into this?
You know, I had in college, I had a sales professor, one of my classes, that brought in an insurance man. And he was really touting the business, how great of an opportunity is. I kind of fell in love with it, and I found a local company here in Pittsburgh that I worked for a number of years and decided I wanted to do it on my own.
Just to give you an idea how fast time goes by, we're about ready to wrap it up here. You know, when you get those insurance policies for your kids when they're first born, you're thinking, boy, I'm going to be paying on this a long time. I got one the other day for my oldest son, who's now 25. And it's got 5 years left. And I can remember holding that for the first time. First child, first insurance policy. Remember my father, him doing it for us. Time really stands still for no one. So you really got to have everything where it needs to be. I sound like my father now. And hopefully more people listen than I listen, right? But really, it's essential that you have a good relationship with your insurance person, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's critical. There's so much in there that you need to be having an open dialogue and a great relationship with it. You're not afraid to pick up the phone and ask the difficult questions.
I'm going to give you the final minute because you've been such a gracious host. And one of these days, I'd like to just get you in here and talk about what we need to do when it comes to a mop and bucket and really go to work and help people, you know, just take some calls, maybe even on my show some Monday or Tuesday night. But I do promise when he comes back, we're going to let you really pick his brain. He's smart at what he does. He's got a great reputation, a man of faith and family, John Samick, Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. So we will do that next time. But just overall thoughts about the show today and how important it is, John.
Well, I'm happy that Nick was able to join with us, and I think it's has opened up some thoughts on to me. I mean, some of the new types of policies that are out there. We try to be a great service to our customer, and as part of that is although we're not there to interpret policy for them, we need to know about what type of things are possibly to direct an insured for the next time, because if they didn't have the coverage this time, they sure would like to know that they could protect themselves the next time. So it's been a great partnership with Nick. I've learned a lot from him, and we appreciate his involvement in our business.
All right, guys, listen, thank you so much, Nick. Hope to see you again. John, have a great day.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks a lot.
Every morning, learn the issues with the KDKA Morning News. Weekdays 5 to 9.
I'm John Shumway. Join us bright and early Monday morning. We'll check in with Jill Schlesinger. Steve Futterman joins us from California on the morning after the Oscars. And Major Garrett from CBS joins us live to talk about the administration and his coming to Pittsburgh to be the keynote speaker at Larry's Hometown Heroes. All on the KDKA Morning News.
Larry Wishart and John Shumway on the KDKA Morning News. Weekdays 5 to 9. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You've probably seen it on local real estate shows or in the classifieds. A home is for sale, and the listing boasts about having a petite bathroom or a petite kitchen. Hi, this is Barry and Steve Ehrenrich.
It's gratifying and most humbling to know that long ago, the petite brand became a status symbol in Western Pennsylvania. Whether you prefer a traditional or very contemporary design, upgrading your kitchen or bathroom the petite way adds value and makes your home more desirable.
For over 50 years, we've helped thousands of satisfied customers make their kitchen or bathroom dreams come true. We invite you to visit our showroom at Petite Kitchen and Bath Design Center or call us at 412-279-2222.
You'll see great ways to create the kitchen or bathroom that fits your taste, your lifestyle, and your pocketbook.
Haven't you waited long enough?
PA 625.
Hey, you've reached Sally. I'm on vacation. Again. I just saved on gas. 20 cents per gallon for every $50 I spent on all travel gift cards at Giant Eagle and Get-Go. And through March 8th, you can too. With brands like Hotels.com, Airbnb, and Seven Springs, it's like they're paying me to fly, sail, or stay wherever I want. Oh, and if this is Randy who took me on that cruise to Delaware, I've moved. No forwarding address. 20-cent fuel perks on all travel gift cards. That's another Giant Eagle advantage. Get everything you want in a checking account, plus $200 from Dollar Bank. That's right. You get $200 with an everything checking account from Dollar Bank. Everything checking includes interest, 55,000 free ATMs, and no monthly service fee when you do the things you already do every day. You also get real-time alerts and an app with mobile deposit, all free. Add everything savings to earn 1.00% APY up to $20,000. And now, everything checking has it all, including a $200 offer that ends March 4th. So don't miss your chance to get $200. Stop in, visit dollar.bank/200, or call 1-800-242-BANK today. Dollar Bank, mutually inspired. $200 offer for new customers only. Certain requirements apply in the first year. Call for details. 0.15% annual percentage yield. Savings rate and fee waiver requires 6 qualifying payments. 0.25% savings APY over $20,000. Subject to change without notice. Dollar Bank, member FDIC.
Decisions that impact you or your loved ones can be overwhelming, especially if you're facing long-term care, special needs, or elder law issues. Certified elder law attorney Julian Gray, named the 2017 Best Lawyers Pittsburgh Elder Law Attorney of the Year, can help you truly understand the best approach to take. Julian Gray and Associates, with 5 certified elder law attorneys on staff located right here in Pittsburgh. Experienced advice from certified elder law attorneys who understand your legal issues and are committed to helping you. Find out more at grayelderlaw.com.
To get KDKA on your phone, download the CBS Local app now from iTunes or Google Play.
KDKA, AMNHC, KDKA, FMHC2 Pittsburgh, and KDKA.com.
Has been paid.